Shulchan Aruch, we're doing Hilchos Tzitzis, have a heading to it, what it's going to be talking about. But the occasionally, this is one seif, this is one law, so it's not going to be talking about various different laws, so there is no real caption on here. It just says, it is chapter Chav Beis, it's Simon Chav Beis, and it says, Uboy Sifecha, it only has one section in it, without giving you any details what it's going to be talking about. But we're going to talk about saying the blessing of Shehechiyonu when buying a garment, and how it relates to buying a garment that needs tzitzis. The blessing of Shehechiyonu is said anytime we experience a special joy. Some people hesitate today to say the Shehechiyonu when buying a new garment, unless it's a real special garment, because they feel that people are not really rejoicing as much today when we buy so many garments all the time. And if you look in some of our closets and you see how many suits and how many shoes and how many everything there are, it's not something that would bring the person so much joy. So, but that's another issue. But the assumption in the Shulchan Aruch is that people do say a Shehechiyonu. They do say the special joyous blessing, because when they get a new garment, and I can only imagine they probably got a garment maybe once in 5 years,
right,
or once in a very long time. So that was like a whole big occurrence, and that made them, that added joy. So here it says over here, in section 1, which is the only section in this one, Sif Aleph, he says like this, what do you do? Kono talis shiroi lilbish. In the olden days, we could buy two things. Today, most of the time, we're used to buying off the rack. You know, you just buy a suit off the rack. In the olden days, they didn't buy it. They buy a piece of material. And then they had to go to the tailor, and they had to go sew it up and make their garment that they wish. So he's going to talk. First, he talks about if you just buy a garment, a talus. A talus meaning a piece of material. But it is shehi ru'uya lilbash kemei shehi b'shasa kniyah, which is fitting to be worn as is when you buy it. In other words, you can put it on right away. You don't have to cut it, you don't have to sew it, you don't have to get it ready. It's as is, it's off the rack. Now, the only thing is, it will need tzitzis because you can't wear it, it has four corners. So then, you make the blessing of Shehechiyonu, mevorech Shehechiyonu b'eis hakniyah. You make the blessing of Shehechiyonu when you purchase it. And then later on, as it's written in Simei Reish Chof Gimel, over there in 223, in that chapter, he talks about making a blessing Shehechiyonu when you buy a new garment, because it gives you a lot of joy. However, later on, when you place the tzitzis in that garment, you don't make any bracha then later on. But I will im kono beged. But if you buy a garment which has to still be tailored, you have to go ahead and make from it something. Now, I would hesitate, and I would think that if you only have to make like cuffs for your pants, maybe that's not included. That wouldn't be considered tailoring to the extent. That's just, the joy would probably be when you put it, even though you still need cuffs or something like that. I think we're talking about more buying a garment and now you need to just tailor it.
But it's got to have four corners on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. No, but I'm just saying, what does it mean prepared? Or similar to that I'm just saying, in the conceptually, what does it mean buying a garment that still needs to be tailored? Of course, not for pants, you don't need the tzitzis, but I'm talking about what would make it that it's not ready, it's not a ready garment.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, if you buy a garment off the rack, and this, even though you still got to make the pants, maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure. But let's, so he says now, if you buy a garment, and you make if you buy a piece of material and you make garments out of it, so you don't make the blessing while you purchase it. he still does not have any joy from it, because they have not yet been made into garments. They're just
material.
So that time you should wait. When you make the garment and you put the tzitzis in, then you varach shechionu, you make the shechionu at the time, beis atolos atzitzis, at the time that you put in the tzitzis, you make the shechionu too. And the reason is, bichdei shetala habrocha gamal atolos atzitzis, so that the blessing should also apply to putting in the tzitzis. You want to cover the putting of the tzitzis as well. So with that shechionu, you're going to cover both grounds. If you did not make the blessing at the time that you put the tzitzis in, or it's a garment that doesn't have four corners. So he's talking about not making a blessing. So here we're talking about purchasing it, we're talking about when you get it ready. But the person put in the tzitzis and he didn't make a blessing, or it doesn't have four corners, so you don't put tzitzis at all. So then you make the shechiyanu, you varach shechiyanu, beis levisha rishoyna, the first time you put it on. So there's different steps. Either when you buy it, next step is when you get it ready. The next step is when you actually put it on the first time. Koidim shivarech lisateh batzitzis. If it's a garment with tzitzis, before you make lisateh batzitzis, you make the shechiyonu, and then you say lisateh batzitzis. Or bebeget shein bedal knofes, and in a garment which doesn't have the four corners. So you're not going to make lisata batzitzis at all. Sheinamat batzitzis klal. So im loy berach shaslis abeged. If you hadn't made the blessing when you purchased the garment, yivarach shechiyonu beis levisha rishoyna. You should make the blessing at the first time you put it on. Basically, the first time you put it on when you get the joy. Now the Alter Rebbe also emphasizes here that the bracha shechiyonu comes before the blessing lisata batzitzis, because you want the shechiyonu to go on that as well. Like we find the Shechiyonu for Sukkah, the first night will go before the late Shabbat Sukkah, and then you will, we do the Shechiyonu when you do a fruit, you know, you'll have, say, first you'll say the Shechiyonu, and then you'll say the, make the bracha. That's another issue, actually, the difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Siddur. But over here he says to make first the Shechiyonu, and then to put on the garment.